Good morning, Santa Clarita. Welcome in. Welcome, welcome. Happy Friday. Yay, it's Friday. You are listening to KHTS, your hometown station, 98.1 FM and 1220 AM. I am Matt Watson, and this is SCVI and I Lead Schools Eye on the Valley. Y'all know our show, Eye on the Valley. It is brought to you by SCVI and I Lead Charter Schools. We are a network of free public charter schools with campuses in Castaic, Agua Dulce, Lancaster. We've got a fully accredited online school, that's right, TK through 12th grade online. I know what you're thinking. Yes, they can. It's a great school. We've also got a burgeoning homeschool program called iLead Exploration. For more information on any of our schools, whether they're classroom-based or virtual, take a look at our website, iLeadSchools.org. We've got more information on all of our schools. We've got a model for you and your kid that will fit just right. Again, iLeadSchools.org. So we've got our eye on education here in Santa Clarita and across the country, and we also keep our eye on the valley as well, bringing you everything that you need to know about what's what here in the valley, and we try to do so while bringing a smile to your face. So come play with us and mess around and find out. We've got a great show for you today. I'm really excited. Coming up in just a second, we've got Amari Peterson and Mandy O'Connor from Bridge to Home. Do you know Bridge to Home? They are an amazing organization helping individuals and families in Santa Clarita move from homelessness to housing. They're so inspiring, and so I can't wait to talk to these two great ladies. And later on this hour, we'll talk to Kathy Craig with the Baker Family Foundation. You won't want to miss that either. Kathy and the Baker Family Foundation, or BFF, how cute is that, are providing mentoring, training, and startup capital for young entrepreneurs. And if you're 16 to 22 years old with a business idea, that cash and training could be yours. Stick around to hear how. But wait, there's more. In hour number two, we'll talk to Heidi Da Silva from iLead Exploration. Heidi is the office manager and a parent as well with our home study program, iLead Exploration. You got to hear the great things that are happening at Exploration. Yes, as we do, we'll wrap up the show with fun and trivia with Big T. That's my brother. Mom makes me put my brother on the show because I can't have my own things. So we've got content and inspiration and fun and you know, we've just got it all for you. So go ahead and buckle up. Like I said, I'm excited about my first guest this morning, Amari Peterson and Mandy O'Connor. Amari is a licensed clinical social worker with Bridge to Home. She has extensive experience in program planning and development, clinical assessment, and direct client services. Amari holds her bachelor's degree in psychology and social work from Spring Arbor University in Michigan, and a master's degree with a concentration in interpersonal services from Wayne State University, also in Michigan. And Mandy is a graduate from UCSB with a degree in communications. She's worked in the nonprofit sector for about 10 years now, but recently started with Bridge to Home just 2 months ago. Born and raised in the Santa Clarita Valley, she is glad to be back and able to bring her experience to this amazing organization where she is the development and event coordinator. Ladies, welcome to Eye on the Valley.
Hi, thank you for having us.
So glad to have you. Thanks for coming in studio. We always like when our guests are able to make it in studio. So can you tell our listeners who aren't as familiar a little bit about Bridge to Home and the services that you provide for people experiencing homelessness?
Yeah, so one of our most well-known services and programs at Bridge to Home is our shelter. It's a 60-bed shelter for individual adult women and men. And at our shelter, not only do we provide the temporary shelter, but we also provide other activities like our learning center that helps people get access to services if they want to find employment or enrich their education skills. We also have our client service center, which is where most of our case managers work out from. And at our client service center is where our housing programs, that's how people would access our housing programs, in which we have an individual housing program and our family housing program, as well as our access services. And those can be understood as supportive services. So that's where everyone comes to get their resources or if they need hygiene needs or anything of that matter.
So I want to pause right here because I'm actually looking at our Facebook Live feed. we're actually on Facebook Live. And listener Danielle is saying that her sister's experiencing homelessness and she wants help. So let's take this opportunity to let Danielle know what she and what y'all can do to help her sister. So can you expand a little bit more on what services are available? But I think right now most importantly is how do people get help? How do they approach you? Do they need to call? Is it a walk-in? Can I walk in on behalf of someone else that needs support? Talk to us about the model.
Yeah, so it can be a walk-in or a call. If somebody is looking for a shelter, we always suggest that people call because our receptionist can let them know there's a bed ready today, get on down here, or let them know other resources to find shelters if we don't have the space available. But also, if they're looking to just learn more about our programs and enroll into our programs, they can come into the office and speak with our receptionist. She's a wealth of knowledge, and she can let them know about how to get connected with our services and get them all the materials they need to enroll. As well as providing them other resources out in our community.
Okay, and also the nature of your services can be quite urgent. In fact, Danielle's asking if there's a wait list. Is this something that her sister can get support with right away, or is it going to be a while?
No, she can come in right away, and she'll get enrolled into our access services or supportive services, and that's where we give her resources and kind of figure out what are your needs right now, what can we help you with right now. And then as far as our shelter, there is a wait list if we don't have a bed. Okay. But if we don't have a bed and we can't find other shelters within the LA County that the person can go to, we provide them other support so that they're able to have temporary shelter for at least a week.
I love that because you know, folks go through rhythms in their life and it's not always easy, but y'all are there with an embrace, reaching out and bringing folks in and then connecting them with the support they need. I also love hearing that if y'all are full, you're going to help them get connected with other locations or other means of support. So Danielle, there you go. Gosh, love that that we're able to make that connection for you. You know, about a year ago, we had your colleague Chris Najaro in studio, and back then we were talking about the upcoming groundbreaking for the new facility. So, did that happen last spring? What updates can you give listeners about your new space?
Yes, we broke ground last spring, and our facility is scheduled for completion this December. I actually just visited the construction site this week, and I'm happy that everything appears to be on schedule. The land has been graded. They've poured the first cement slab this last few days. This new facility will house 60 individuals, 20 women and 40 men, as well as 8 families, and that is a huge deal. We're really excited about helping not just individuals, but families, and hopefully grow. So the team at Intertex is very hard at work and diligent to building this facility for us, for our valley.
Awesome. We love the Intertex team. They're doing so much around this valley.
Yes.
That is fantastic. So were you able to expand the services that Bridge to Home is able to offer in the new space?
Yeah, that's what our hope is. Like Mandy mentioned, that's the first time we've been able to provide temporary shelter to families, so we'll have those 8 family units. But we have more space now that we can provide more employment services, medical services, mental health services. That's our goal, to expand our services as people need.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. You talk about expanding services. Now, I have noticed, and this is based on my perception only, but as I move around the valley over the last couple of years, and it seems to me just prior to COVID, there seems to be a bit of a spike in homelessness here in Santa Clarita. And looking into the numbers, it looks like there's been an increase here in our neighborhood. Is that true? And if so, what do y'all think about this? What's going on in our city?
Yeah, I mean, I think that it's a great question. There's no hard and fast answer why. We've actually seen it countywide.
Okay.
And of course, you know, we all know the pandemic happened. It was hard for all of us.
Yeah.
And so we are seeing many different things. People who were at risk of losing their home, who lost their home because they lost their job. Or maybe there are people who are at risk, but they have the moratorium allowed them to find other ways to support their family. And so now they have a balance that they're unable to pay off. So there's been many different things that we see coming through our doors as to reasons why people are experiencing homelessness now. But there's so many factors that it's hard for us to really say why. But of course, you know, the pandemic was a big thing, and the after effects like inflation and expensive needs we have now. So
eggs are like $500 a dozen now. Oh gosh, yeah. It is. Yeah, and you're right. It, like we said, kind of people go through rhythms, and, mm-hmm. and if they were able to benefit from the moratorium on. Mm-hmm. On evictions, now they're coming to a point where, mm-hmm. where it might be a bit more of a struggle, as to where folks maybe a few months back had been laid off because of the pandemic are now maybe upticking. It's just, I guess, kind of an individual issue, but but affecting a lot of people. You mentioned that that numbers are up countywide as well. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming you're basing that on last year's numbers. I know that county recently did a new count, but haven't released those numbers. What is it feeling like based on what y'all are seeing at work? Does it feel like the numbers continue to climb, or are we kind of plateauing? What do you feel, being as how these numbers haven't been released yet?
I would say that we're seeing an increase, and I think the main situation where we're seeing an increase in is those who are at risk, those who know that they have this balance to pay off, and they're, and you know, sometimes it's up to 6 months, so they have thousands of dollars that they have to pay, and they know that they may not be able to pay it. So we're seeing people who are entering homelessness in that fashion. But in the last year's count, are the numbers that we saw. The county-wide, there was 69,000 people who were experiencing homelessness, either sheltered or unsheltered at that time.
That's just in LA County. Mm-hmm. 69,000. Gosh.
Yeah. And so that was a 4% increase that we saw from the previous count that we did. And then specifically in Santa Clarita, we saw 220 people were experiencing homelessness at that time. And that was a 30% increase from the numbers that we saw in the previous year. So the numbers at that time, you know, and that was in the thick of COVID when we did that count.
Okay.
So at that time we saw the increase there, and we are seeing the increase now with the after effects of COVID and people, needing to meet their needs, but, not being able to have those resources to do that.
One of the things that I found interesting, you know, I love the city we live in. I like to poke fun at the moniker Awesome Town, and you know, we often get stereotyped, and for good reason, right? We've all got our 2.1 kids in our SUV on the way to the soccer game. But one of the things that I've noticed is we kind of have a stable homeless population, if that makes sense. I've got friends. My son would actually learn the names of some of the folks around town that we would see. And you know, there was a gentleman that we would see on our regular route, and you know, if we would go a few days without seeing him, we would get worried, and then we'd say, well, maybe he found a solution to his situation. I bet y'all interact with a lot of the same folks and develop stronger bonds and relationships. Are you seeing that?
Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely. I've been at Bridge to Home for almost 4 years now, mm-hmm. And there was never a face that I saw that I didn't know. Okay. And that's a big part about my job that I love, is that I'm able to build relationships with our clients, and it only makes it that much better when I get to see them mm-hmm. succeed and move out. You know, you're a cheerleader at that point. You're always a cheerleader, but you're really excited and happy to see them progress through the program. So, all of our staff, we definitely build a professional relationship with them mm-hmm. and provide that support, and it always feels good to see.
That's awesome, and I'm sure that feels good even when you're at your lowest of lows, to still have community, you know, mm-hmm. people that know you and people mm-hmm. that welcome you mm-hmm. and people that you can count on, and that's what y'all are doing at Bridge to Home. It's mm-hmm. it's such an amazing service. So grateful that our community has a group like you. We're talking this morning to Amari Peterson and Mandy O'Connor from Bridge to Home. They are helping individuals and families in the Santa Clarita Valley move from homelessness to housing. When we get back, they've got an event coming up that you can get involved with that I'm really excited about, so I want to talk about that. Stick around and find out how you can get involved. I'm Matt Watson, and you're listening to SCVI and I Lead Schools Eye on the Valley on your hometown station, KHTS. All right, welcome back. You are listening to KHTS, your hometown station, 98.1 FM and 1220 AM. I am Matt Watson, your host, and you are listening to SCVI and I Lead Schools Eye on the Valley. I'm joined this morning by two beautiful people, Amari Peterson and Mandy O'Connor, working with Bridge to Home. They and the rest of their team are helping individuals and families in the Santa Clarita Valley move from homelessness to housing. And Mari, I want to ask you this. You've been in the space for quite a while. You look so young, but you've got a couple of decades doing the work that you do. What makes Bridge to Home different from other service providers?
I think the biggest thing is our community. We get great support from different organizations or just individuals in our community who really want to support what we do here. And so it's just a beautiful thing to see. And actually, when I first started working at Bridge to Home, that was the first thing that I noticed, that, wow, people really do come in and ask, how can we help? What do you guys need? And we love that. Even especially like around the holidays, we are so supported that our clients do not go without having a good holiday. And we love that.
That is fantastic. Gosh, it seems like an obvious question, but I want to ask you both what you enjoy working, what you enjoy most about working with Bridge to Home. Mandy, let's start with you. You mentioned that you're new to the organization. You've been with Bridge to Home for 2 months now. What are you enjoying about working with the organization?
I have never been welcomed more in an organization than from Bridge to Home. I had to look, when I moved back here, I thought about, you know, what do I want to do now in this next chapter? And finding this organization and being able to help individuals that are in need in the Santa Clarita Valley has really meant a lot to me. And just what Amari said, I've never seen a town step up more and help an organization like ours in my time. And so I enjoy working with the people. I enjoy seeing change. I've already gotten to meet our residents, and I'm excited to say I'm seeing one move from homelessness to housing in the next few weeks. And it really is inspiring, and we are doing great work here. I'm proud to be a part of this organization.
That is fantastic. Great job, Santa Clarita. Way to go. You truly are awesome. Amari, what about you? What do you enjoy most about it?
Yeah, actually yesterday I was talking with one of our interns, and she was sharing how excited she was to graduate and get into doing the work. And, you know, there's that fire behind students when they're ready to graduate and do it, the work that we do in social work. And so I love that at Bridge to Home, that fire never stops. Uh-huh. Everybody who works for us has that passion to see our clients through and support them, and it energizes you and it makes you excited for what you do. So I love that fire is behind everybody's eyes.
Gosh, and it just seems like so much more gets accomplished when you're passionate about whatever it is that you're doing. So that is great to hear. Now, I mentioned you've got a big event coming up. Mandy, tell us about Soup for the Soul. What is this event that y'all are doing at Bridge to Home?
Well, I'm excited to say we're celebrating 25 years this year. So this event will feature what we've provided for Help, Hope, and Change in the Santa Clarita Valley, and it's going to be in person. It's been 3 years since we've had an in-person event. I'm very excited about that. We get to see each other. We get to be with each other. We get to support the community, which is what I'm very excited about. We have a full program. This year, it will be held on Sunday, February 26th at the Canyon Country Community Center. We're going to hear from our president of our board, our executive director, Mayor Jason Gibbs, Supervisor Catherine Barger. And you know what's really exciting? When I saw we have over 28 sponsors of this event, not just individuals, but corporations from the Santa Clarita Valley, inside and outside the Santa Clarita Valley. It takes a lot of funds to put on an event to raise funds for an organization. And it's going to be a great evening. Very great evening. All funds go directly to our programs, shelter, and operations to keep this great organization going.
Well, that is fantastic. So it's Sunday, February 26th.
Yes.
Canyon Country Community Center, going to have all kinds of dignitaries there, raising money, raising awareness, helping folks get connected with volunteer opportunities. Speaking of volunteer opportunities, do you need folks to volunteer for the event, or are you fully staffed? Are y'all got it covered?
Excellent. We do. I was going to say, we do still have tickets available. We can go on to online, b2home.org. We have individual tickets, so you can join us at the event, but we also do need volunteers to set up, clean up, and in at the actual event.
Okay. So fantastic. So you got ways for folks to get connected. And I love the website. Super easy to remember.
Yes. b2home.org.
Very easy to remember, and I forgot it, right? Mari, she's looking at me, just rolling her eyes. B2home.org, and that's the number two?
No,
T-O. B-T-O-home.org. B2home.org. Fantastic. So what are some other ways that folks in Santa Clarita can support the good work that y'all are doing? We got the website, b2home.org. Is there other contact information that you can share? How can folks get involved in this great work that you're doing?
So they can always call into our office. Our office number is 661-254-4663, and ask about what our needs are or what type of support we need for our clients. And also they can learn about what volunteer opportunities we may have here at the office. Our receptionist, again, she's great. I talk about her a lot because she's amazing, and she will always get anybody who's interested on how do I help Bridge to Home connected to whoever they need to be connected to.
Okay, fantastic. Mm-hmm. Now, I mentioned before our listener Danielle, who's working to get some help for a family member. Producer Sarah in the Facebook Live feed has dropped your website, which has got a lot of your contact info on there. But for folks that are listening, where is your main office?
Yes, our main office is on Newhall Avenue. It is right, there's a strip mall with a Subway, a Starbucks, Panda Express.
Okay.
It's right in there. We just got new stickers on the door, so you'll definitely know where we are.
All right, great. All right, so it's right there on Newhall Avenue. I know right where it's at. And then Danielle's asking, is there somewhere in the San Fernando Valley that y'all can maybe connect this loved one with?
Yeah, Hope of the Valley. They are the main service provider out there.
Okay.
So if they want to go to Hope of the Valley, I believe it's in Sylmar, and they have a wealth of resources when it comes to temporary shelter.
Fantastic. So for our friends to the south, Hope of the Valley, doing mm-hmm. some of the same great things down there that y'all are doing up here. Y'all are on Newhall Avenue, mm-hmm. and again, your website is Bridge to Home, and again, that's the word to the number. B2Home.
You're
so easy to remember. B2Home.org. I'm a little slow this morning. Let me get to the bottom of this cup of coffee, and maybe that will help. B2Home.org. Amari Peterson, Mandy O'Connor with Bridge to Home. Amari, Mandy, we appreciate your time. We appreciate all that you and your team are doing in and for our community. Thank you so much. Be well. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
When we get back, an opportunity for young entrepreneurs 16 to 22 to take their inspiration from big idea to big business. I'm Matt Watson. You're listening to SCDI, and I lead schools Eye on the Valley. We'll be right back on your hometown station, KHTS. Welcome back. You are listening to KHTS, your hometown station, 98.1 FM and 1220 AM. This is Matt Watson, your host, and you are listening to SCDI, and I lead schools Eye on the Valley. Joining me now is Kathy Craig, Executive Director with the Baker Family Foundation. Kathy has been an entrepreneur herself for 30 years, acting as president and owner of a successful family business and subsequently developing her own consulting and project management company. And she and the Baker Family Foundation are helping to build Santa Clarita's next generation of leaders and entrepreneurs. Kathy, welcome to Eye on the Valley.
Thank you so much. Happy to be here.
So glad to have you. You know, I was really blessed to be at an event that that you co-hosted the other night, launching this project called The Big Idea through the Baker Family Foundation. Got super excited, and producer Sarah and I just had to rush you at the front of the room and say, you got to come on KHTS with us. So, Kathy, start by telling us a little bit about the foundation. Can you tell us about the Baker Family Foundation? When was it created? How did it get started? And then what's your mission? Why? What's the why behind Baker Family Foundation?
Well, thank you. Yes, the Baker Family Foundation, we launched last year. It was founded by Kristen and Blake Baker. Kristen is a hometown girl, and Blake started a insurance business as an entrepreneur, was quite successful and blessed, and he sold that business. Mm. And with part of the proceeds and just with his experience, he felt that it was very, very important, he and Kristen, to form a foundation here in Santa Clarita where they both live and love this community in order to give back. Part of their big mission is helping our youth and supporting entrepreneurial programs and scholarships. And another part of their mission is to jump in. And in this case of a crisis situation mm-hmm. where something is happening in Santa Clarita with a community member and we can kind of jump in and help, we'd like to say we're a hand up and not a hand out.
Okay.
And we also, there's no red tape, there's no challenges. So we are able to react very, very quickly. And the other thing that we do, which we're very proud of, is we like to work in conjunction with other organizations mm-hmm. And foundations in the community to jump in and help some of their people where their funding as an organization and mission does not actually allow them to do funds for something that's outside of their parameters. So, for example, we will be working with Chef Otto at the college in his culinary program.
Oh, yeah.
He's got a lot of students who are economically challenged, but they have grants to get into the program, but there aren't necessarily funding for, you know, a chef's uniform or tools or supplies. We've worked with Finally Family Homes. They build homes for kids who age out of foster care, but they have some kids that need some support with a car repair or clothing or diapers. So we work with Christina over there to come in and help those kids where there's no funding for that. We're working with the Veterans Association, the one on Lyons, because they have veterans who need help, and the VA and certain resources don't support that. So we can kind of fill in. We say we'd like to build a bridge, and it's really quite a unique situation. And through this, we're very fortunate to have developed great relationships with other amazing foundations and organizations in Santa Clarita.
Kathy, that is so beautiful. That is the you and the Baker Family Foundation and your team are the essence of what makes this town so amazing. Just, you know, folks using what they have to reach out to others and take care of the needs. And now this project that that you and the foundation are working on is just another way, like you said, the Baker family have been successful entrepreneurs and have been blessed here in Santa Clarita. And, you know, none of us are getting any younger, so they're looking to replace themselves with that new generation of entrepreneurs and business owners. So it seems like a natural fit that that they would focus on this project that would help develop those young entrepreneurs. Can you tell us about the project that you just launched on Monday night, The Big Idea?
Absolutely. As you know, the kids are our future.
Yes.
And the Big Idea is very fortunate to also partner with the SCVEDC, the Santa Clarita Economic Development Corporation, because Holly and her team and the EDC have their finger on the pulse of businesses in Santa Clarita. So it really is a terrific union between the two organizations. But the Big Idea, SCV, is really designed to inspire and engage, you know, the youth entrepreneurial spirit. As we know in Santa Clarita, our youth are amazing. They're amazing with sports, amazing with service, amazing with supporting each other. But now let's get their brains engaged and let's figure out how to inspire them to develop a product or a service or something to build business, to build their future. And that's a huge thing. And I am a serial entrepreneur. I have a patent. I have a product.
Oh, wow.
And you have to try, and that's what, you know, and as we know, the educators in our community are very nurturing, and they push these kids, and now we want to give them an opportunity to share their idea and to be rewarded for it with some great prize money.
That is fantastic. So give us some of the logistics. What does this look like? Who's invited to apply? What's involved?
You got it. So it is open now. The website was launched, and it's ready to go, and it is for students or youth between the age of 16 and 22. And the application process, they just go to thebigideascv.com. The first phase is very simple. They just go in, they download the application. If they're under 18, we ask that they please just get their parental approval.
Sure.
And we would also like them to get some type of a letter of endorsement from a school educator, anybody at all, just saying, you know, that you endorse them. So once they download the application, it's very simple. It's a 350 to 500 word, just an outline as to what their idea is. Very simple. And then from that point, those applicants will be evaluated by an independent panel of community leaders and judges, we call them, because there's no, the Baker Family Foundation or the Economic Development Corporation, we are not part of that judging process.
Good move.
And then from there, they will whittle it down to the top 25.
All right.
And those top 25, we are going to do a workshop for them on, and we will have professionals talk about pitch, branding, business plan and finances for them. We'll also give them a gift of Strength Finders, which is a fantastic tool, and they'll take an assessment, and then Jenny Tetrapal will do an independent review of what the, you know, from their strength finders experience, and she'll help them to look at what their strengths are and areas they need to grow. So it's really important for us to give these kids tools that they can take with them. And that's why this workshop is so important for them. And then from the 25, a different panel of judges will narrow it down to, we call them the grade eight. And the grade eight will be paired with an individual mentor that will spend a little bit of time with them to help them refine and hone their skills. And if they have any questions, because those, that grade eight on April 26th at LA North Studios is going to pitch live in front of an audience. And we have five judges, a different group again, that will hear them. They have to stand in front of hopefully a couple hundred people, and they will give them their pitch, and then there will be some engagement back and forth questions with the judges, and then the judges will pick a winner, a runner-up, and then the audience will pick a winner. So we have an audience choice favorite as well, and it's just going to be a great thing. This whole event is free to apply. There is no fee for the initial application, and when we do the live event for the public, it will be free. We will limit it to, you know, probably a couple of hundred people in the community, but there's no charge for anybody to go. And we're hoping to inspire our youth, and because they're brilliant. They have great ideas, and they've been sequestered over the last couple of years due to, you know, the COVID and what was happening with schools. And we know that there's some great ideas in there. And everything starts with an idea. Every entrepreneur, whatever you have, just bring it. And there's no winners or losers or failures. The only failure is if you don't try. So try.
Absolutely.
If you don't make it, you'll learn something. And then you could take that and keep moving it forward.
Absolutely.
Wayne
Gretzky said you miss 100% of the shots that you don't take. So absolutely give it a shot. You mentioned how our kids were sequestered by COVID. I can't help but think that there were a lot of them out there just kind of sitting in their bedrooms thinking about what am I going to do in the future, and came up with these ideas, and you're now cultivating those ideas. Now, you mentioned there's going to be a grand prize winner, there's going to be a runner-up, and there's going to be an audience favorite. Is there a cash prize? What do these kids get for winning this project?
Yes, there is a $7,500 cash prize for first place, which is spectacular. We have the audience favorite is $3,500, and the second runner-up is $5,000. And then everyone who participates who gets to the grade eight will get a cash prize somewhere between $1,000 and $1,500. For making it to the top eight.
That is amazing. See, I love this because it's not just, you know, one kid across our valley is going to win capital to start their business, but you've got really kind of everyone that applies for this project is going to be winning. Sure, there's going to be a top cash prize and a second place and an audience favorite, but then that great eight, everybody's getting some money to help start their business. They're also getting a mentor. And then those final, I think you said 25?
25, they get the workshops.
They get workshops on how to develop their brand, how to develop a business plan. So you're really giving dozens of kids amazing resources with which to launch their business. This is absolutely fantastic. So one more time, I know you mentioned it before. So how do folks apply? We've got listeners out there that are thinking of their teenagers who are in high school or college right now. How do they apply?
So they head over to thebigideascv.com, and it's right there online, and it also gives some more information to the parents. We recognize on the website our incredible community sponsors, our local businesses who have really embraced this and are helping to nurture these kids as well. If it wasn't for their support, we could not do this. And we're very, very thankful to them. And it runs the whole cross-section of businesses in our community. And our community is filled with entrepreneurial-minded men and women. And that is what, you know, they're so excited because they're looking at the future and getting really excited about what these kids are bringing and new ideas and new thoughts.
That is fantastic. Now, I think My last guest noticed that I don't necessarily pay attention all the time, but I think you said something important on Monday night when you were sharing this at the launch party. Is this the first annual, or is this a one-off? Are y'all looking to do this again next year?
Oh, yes. This is the first annual, and we've already received some very good suggestions for next year to, you know, maybe segment it between ages 14 and 18 and 18 and 22, just to try to expand it somewhat and
reach
some more kids. And, yes, the goal is just to continue to have this grow and cultivate and reach as many kids in the Santa Clarita Valley that we can. The other interesting thing is we've had a couple of sponsors say, let's see if we can't evolve this into actually doing seed money for some of these businesses for the future. So that might be an interesting arm that we extend in the future as well. But this is not a one-off. We are so excited to do this in our community.
I love that. And you mentioned your sponsors, and I do want to give them a shout-out because I noticed not only are they there to support the project, but they were the other night really the huge motor behind this project. We're talking about, and if I miss somebody, please correct me. I'm looking at your website. Sure. You've got the Washak family, Albright Painting, Drink Pack, which is a company here in town that's developing some great products themselves. The Law Office of Stephanie Stelnick. We've got Paul and Wendy Ash, the Egg Plantation, our friends over there serving great omelets. John Light at State Farm. You've got QM Design Group, North Studios. You've got tons of sponsors here. You know what? I got in over my head just reading your website. They're scrolling past me. I'm looking at Logix and Vance Wealth and Sharp Interior Systems and Ask Amanda Consulting. I don't think I'm going to have enough time to mention all the great folks that are involved in sponsoring this project.
Well, thank you. You know, we are so blessed and fortunate to have them. We have, you know, like you said, we have Jenny Ketchupaw, we have Kathy Watterson, we have Neotech, we have Denise Light, John Light. It's just absolutely incredible. And these businesses really see the value in inspiring our youth, because a lot of them, that's how they started. And you just need somebody to believe in them and just help to nurture their brain power and what it is that they want to accomplish.
Yeah, and that's not to mention the Economic Development Center that is helping y'all just organize everything and move this forward. I love that this community is known for the amazing business leaders that we've got that really do drive our progress and our growth here in Santa Clarita, and they're all coming together to replace themselves, right? To grow that next generation of entrepreneurs. Again, the big idea is a project to help mentor and provide funding for young entrepreneurs ages 16 and 22. But Kathy, I'm past that 22 cutoff. I'm an old guy now.
Unfortunately, I'm an old woman.
So, well, let's just say more seasoned. But you know, this community, us more seasoned folks are often looking for ways to give back, like a lot of your sponsors. Can a more seasoned person like myself get involved in this project? Is there any way for someone who's really inspired by this? Sure, we want to let our young kids know, spread the word, let those high schoolers, college-age kids know that there's this opportunity. But how else can someone who's, say, more seasoned like you and I get involved?
A wonderful way would be to go to the Baker Family Foundation website, which is www.bffofca.org, and just contact section on the site and shoot me an email, because we are always going to be looking for judges and mentors. We have a few spots that have been committed by local business leaders, but we certainly could use some more. We're hoping to get 100 to 200 applicants, and we're going to need a lot of people to help to review these applications and help us to do decipher and narrow it down to the top 25. So definitely contact me through that. And if any businesses would like to be a sponsor, we would certainly love to have that support as well.
Fantastic. So looking for judges for the Big Idea Project, and also looking for business sponsors. And then if you just want to get connected with the Baker Family Foundation, they're, yes, helping develop the next generation of young entrepreneurs, but doing so many other great things across our valley. Kathy, I love your website, Baker Family Foundation, BFFofCalifornia.org, BFFofCA.org for information on the foundation. And then you've also got a specific website for the Big Idea, right? It's the Big Idea SCVEDC.org.
Or actually, it's the Big Idea SCV.com.
Oh, I'm sorry.
If you click on that, and then it takes you to the website.
I'm used to .org as an educator. So the Big Idea SCV.com. That's easy.
Yes, please.
The Big Idea SCV.com. Fantastic. So Kathy, we really appreciate the amazing things that you're doing for young ones. I've got to handle a little bit of business normally during this break. I ramble on with my musings about football, because it's playoff time. But what you and the Baker Family Foundation are doing was so important. I decided to just scrap my Super Bowl picks and let's talk about the great things that you're doing for kids. But I know there's got to be one or two people out there that are looking to point their finger and laugh at me because I only went 50-50 last week. Kathy, are you a football fan?
I am a football fan. I'm always sad when football season ends.
Okay, so last week I picked the Eagles and the Bengals. Got it half right. Station co-owner Carl Goldman, his Eagles are in the Super Bowl, but the Bengals lost, and we got the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes going. So, Kathy, who's your team? Who do you think is going to win the Super Bowl?
You know, I'm a Mahomes fan. I really am. I think that his youthful enthusiasm, and boy, I wish I could move like him and was as flexible as him. He's amazing, and his energy, his smile, everything about him, and I love that he's kind of that next generation of greatness coming in. I'm pulling for him.
All right, he is a phenomenal talent. It's interesting that our friends to the east there in Las Vegas, they've got this one as kind of a pick'em game. It's going to be a fantastic game. You and I were chatting before we started about a really beautiful story that's going to come out of this Super Bowl, the Kelce brothers. We've got Travis Kelce who plays for the Chiefs. He's a tight end. He's just an incredible talent, catching passes, scoring touchdowns, just running people over. But his brother plays center. He plays offensive line for the Eagles and is just a brick wall there in the center of the Eagles' offensive line. What do you think it must be like to be their parents right now, Kathy?
You know, I think they are glowing with pride, and I think that they are going to find a sower right now who can do the right half of their body with one jersey and the left half with the other jersey to remain neutral. But I think they just have to be just beaming. It's an anomaly. This has not happened before from what I understand, and I think it's a really cool thing.
I'm very
excited to see this.
You're right. This is the first time it's ever happened. It is a really cool thing, and if you've ever seen interviews or know anything about the Kelce brothers, it couldn't happen to two nicer, more fun guys. These guys are absolutely just an amazing story, and Travis said, of course I want my team to win, but no matter what happens, my mom cannot lose, and that's great.
That's true. That's a wonderful statement. Yes. Very much so.
Kathy, one more time, the Big Idea SCV.com is the project that y'all are running to help launch the careers of young entrepreneurs 16 to 22 here in Santa Clarita Valley. The Big Idea SCV.com. Thank you again for all you're doing. Thank the Baker family and the Baker Family Foundation for everything that you're doing. Y'all are the best. Have a wonderful weekend, Kathy.
Thank you. You too. Have a great weekend. Appreciate it.
Of course. I'm Matt Watson, and you're listening to SCVI and I Lead Schools Eye on the Valley on your hometown station, KHTS. Welcome back. You are listening to KHTS, your hometown station, 98.1 FM and 1220 AM. This is Matt Watson, your host, and you are listening to SCVI and I Lead Schools Eye on the Valley. We are coming to you live from the center of Main Street here in beautiful downtown Newhall. We have had such an incredible show already today, such an inspiring show. know, last hour we talked to Amari Peterson and Mandy O'Connor with Bridge to Home about their Soup for the Soul event to benefit this great organization who is helping people experiencing homelessness right here in Santa Clarita. You can get involved in their Soup for the Soul event to help support their great efforts. And then we heard from Kathy Craig. Gosh, Kathy was such a great guest. She is the executive director with the Baker Family Foundation and their Big Idea Project that is looking to provide mentorship, workshops, workshops on brand development and business proposals and business plans and things like that, and cash for gosh, what did she say, Precious? Like 8 of those contestants. It's not just one prize for one winner. It's the final 8 all get a cash prize. So amazing. It's, again, the Big Idea Project, giving mentorship, workshops, and startup capital for young entrepreneurs 16 to 22. One more time, to learn more about that project, go to thebigideascv.com. And now, gosh, the show only gets better. I'm joined by Heidi Da Silva, office manager and parent with iLead Exploration. I mentioned iLead Exploration at the top of our show. They are an incredible, innovative home study program here with our iLead network. Well, I'm going to let Heidi tell you more about it. Heidi started homeschooling herself in fourth grade and continued through high school graduation. She spent her teenage years helping her family design and build a home in the Santa Ana Mountains and practicing harp and piano. Heidi enjoyed college life in Napa Valley. Gosh, I feel like everything's more enjoyable in the Napa Valley. She graduated with a bachelor's degree in business management and a music minor. She most recently worked in the homeschool charter space, planning field trips up and down the state of California. Heidi and her husband live in Mission Viejo now and have 2 children of their own and an adorable white Maltipoo. They homeschooled their kids for several years and enjoyed attending local community events, museums, and experiencing nature. Heidi is passionate about plant-based cooking and is always looking for friends to sample her latest creations. Heidi, welcome to Eye on the Valley.
Thank you, Matt.
So glad to have you. So I mentioned that we're just going to let you tell us a little bit about this this amazing school and program that y'all are running at iLead Exploration. But before we do that, talk to us a little bit about your role. I mentioned that you're the office manager, but in a homeschool program, do you even have an office? Like, how does that work? What do you do for iLead Exploration?
That's a good question. So, yes, I am the office manager, and what that means is I talk with prospective and enrolled families. Okay. And the way I communicate is I answer our main phone number, our general email, and also I'm the person on the other end of our chat. So if you're on our website, you pop over to chat, that's me you're talking to. And as far as an office, we do have a learning center, which is in Costa Mesa, and I'm there twice a week, doing my work there as well as working remotely from home on the other days. So what I do, in addition to helping families and all that, I also support our enrollment team with various projects and also the vendor team, and I help out in payroll. So a lot of different responsibilities, and it's lots of fun.
Yeah, you keep busy. And so for our listeners who might be considering a homeschooling option, now wait, before you tune me out, I know what you're thinking. I could never. You know, that's what I thought as a parent too, Heidi. But I realized with the model that y'all roll out in iLead Exploration, anybody can be a homeschool family if it's the right fit for your kid. So don't worry about it. We're going to talk in just a minute. They provide you with as much or little support as you need. But Heidi, you mentioned how amazing. So if families are like, all right, Matt, I'm going to give it a shot. Let me email or call or even go on the website and chat. You mentioned you have a live chat on your website. How many schools have that? That's you. That if folks reach out for information, they're reaching out to you, right?
Yes.
Fantastic. So you're the welcome wagon. You're the fingers behind the chat. You're the voice behind the phone. You're the words in the email. So tell us how you came to find us at iLead. Tell us a little bit about your journey.
Yeah, so like you mentioned from my bio, I am a product of homeschooling. We started as a family when I was a kid back in the 80s, and I homeschooled myself for 9 years, 4th through 12th grade, graduated, and all of that through homeschool. And then we did put our kids in the homeschooling route. They loved it. We loved all the field trips, just the
being out in the world during a regular, you know, school day. And then I ended up working for a different charter school, planning their field trips and events, and I was there for a few years. And then it did get downsized, that whole team kind of dissipated, and so then I was looking for another position, and iLead came knocking, and I was like, well, this is perfect for me. So now I've been here for going on my fourth year and loving it.
Gosh, and we are so fortunate to have you. So you started with us kind of right as we were heading into the pandemic, although we didn't know it, right?
Correct, yes.
And so speaking about the pandemic, you know, a lot of folks started talking about homeschooling options and PSAs and different things like that, both during the pandemic and then as we kind of moved post-pandemic, as people were realizing that they had different needs or were experiencing different frustrations and looking for a different model. I mentioned PSAs. You know, there was a lot of talk in certain communities about families starting PSAs to support their own kids and their neighbors. But can you help our listeners understand maybe what might be the difference between a family who files their own PSA and a home study option like iLead Exploration?
Sure. So a PSA is a private school affidavit, and anyone in California can do that. So essentially they're registering their own self as a school. So that's how you can do it legally in California. So the big difference between doing that and going with a charter is funding. So with the iLead Exploration program, it's a tuition-free public charter school, and we provide funds for the students to use for their curriculum and even some field trips, and it's in an account managed by the parent with the credentialed teacher that's assigned to the student with their approval on how it's spent. And we have vendors, and we have a very large vendor list of over 1,000 options. And what a vendor is, it's a company or individual that creates curriculum. So the curriculum format could be textbook workbooks, could be online, and there are some in-person options as well. So the funds that we provide can be directed towards those options. And so each student essentially could have a very different course outline to another student in the same grade within the program. And then once your basic core curriculum is all set up, if you have monies left over, which is often the case, you can use that for the extracurriculars like music and art and dance. And that's something that's very rare, especially in the schools these days with, you know, all the budget cuts and that not even being an option. So it's a great way to do it. Additionally, obviously, I did say the credentialed teacher, so you wouldn't have that with a PSA. We do hold the attendance records, which is kind of a pain in the neck for a lot of families to keep keep on top of. We're WASC accredited, so we're accredited school. And as far as, like, you know, diplomas, we provide that. We have lots of planned activities, field trips, like I said, in-person graduation, very beautiful graduations for eighth grade and high schoolers. So there's and then as far as the high school department, very big high school team, very supportive. We're known for a very strong high school department, which is really unique in the homeschooling independent study world, because obviously that's a different animal when you get to high school versus middle school and elementary. And then I think I said the student support. So lots of kiddos with IEPs. We are right there with them.
Wow. It's all the benefits of a full wraparound, maybe a classroom-based school, but with all the options, opportunity, flexibility, and autonomy of a homeschool program where you get to, as a parent, choose the curriculum. Like you said, you get funding to purchase, whether it's curriculum, those extracurriculars, things like that. And you just got options to the moon. So let's talk about support a little bit. I mentioned, you know, families who think, well, you know, my kid really did better in distance learning and would love homeschool, but I as a parent never could. Talk about the level of support that you give families in terms of instruction, you know, because you guys run the gamut, right? You've got seasoned homeschool families like yourself who know what they're doing and are stepping in and handling the lion's share of the work. But then you've also got families who are brand new to this experience, don't know where to start, and everywhere in between, right? Can you talk about that idea of as much support as you need, or as little support as you need?
Yes. So we do have the gamut of families, and we did have a big influx of new families during pandemic times. So families who had never even considered homeschooling, independent study, now it was a big option for them. So the credentialed teacher that's assigned to the student and the family is your support network. So they are there to help you choose the curriculum. They're there to answer questions, navigate the whole program. We do have a monthly check-in, which is the accountability piece, where the student is on, it's still a virtual meeting. At some point we'll get back to in-person when we did. You know, kids loved it, parents loved it. It was a great thing. But those are virtual meetings, and they're usually like 30-ish minutes. The student, you know, goes over their progress. We would be reviewing the work samples from all the subjects. So, and then talking about, you know, going forward, what the next meeting looks like and what's going to be required for turn-ins. In addition to that, we have what we call synchronous instruction. So for the younger kiddos, that's a daily option. For the middle schoolers, it's like twice a week, and high schoolers a couple times a week as well. There's educational support in various classes that are offered as options led by our iLead teachers. So there's lots of ways to connect as a parent and as a student. There's also an iLead Families Facebook page, so lots of ways to get help. And it doesn't matter if you have independent study before or you haven't, anyone really can do it with our program.
Yeah, and you mentioned, Heidi, the unique offerings that iLead Exploration provides. Can you talk a little bit more in-depth about that? Because I know, like, I went to a large brick-and-mortar high school, but you know, when it came to foreign language, I had to have 2 years, and I got to choose between French or Spanish. Y'all have, like, infinite options. Well, not infinite, as many languages as there are. You've got all these different options, and then, you know, you've got things like curriculum libraries and things like that. Can you talk about some of the amazing and unique offerings and opportunities that you offer to families?
Yes. So the OC Studio is our learning center, and that's in Costa Mesa near the fairgrounds, directly across from Orange Coast College. So if you're looking to do, you know, concurrent enrollment, which is a big thing for our team, for our school. So when you're in high school, and even middle schoolers can attend community college and kind of double dip and get ahead of the curve. And in fact, my son did that when he was 12. He started community college as a homeschooler and was able to knock off some classes. And we're not talking, you know, summer classes for kids. We're talking about community college, college level classes that can be done, you know, as a middle schooler or high schooler. Anyways, the studio, like I said, is in Costa Mesa. They have a two-day-a-week program. It's on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and they do classes for TK through 8th graders. And it's a real fun time. It starts at 8:30 if you want to join us for breakfast, and then it goes until 2. And they cover history and social studies. And that's also where we have a lot of our in-person student support services. So we have a lot of kiddos attending there all week long at that location for services. So that's one of the big unique things about our program. And then we do have two lending libraries, and one of them is there at that same location, and the other one is in Acton. And a lending library is full of curriculum and materials and supplies that when a family is done with our program or no longer need what they use their, you know, state-provided funding for, it comes back to us, and it can be loaned out to other families, and you don't have to use your funds for it. So it's a great way to try different things, see what works best for your kids, and then when you're done, just bring it back. And we have lots of events there as well at both locations for all grades. And then I did mention the teacher-led instruction and connection, and those are virtual, largely with some in-person during the week. Oh, and then ASB, the Associated Student Body, we have that, as well as the National Honor Society. So those are some big things.
Gosh, so, you know, if you think putting your kid in a homeschool program, they're going to miss out on all these different things. They're not missing out on anything. You guys have you have everything that a brick and mortar school would offer, and so much more. I love the idea of these curriculum libraries that you have. You mentioned one in the south in Costa Mesa, one up here where I am in Santa Clarita in the Acton area. And so families can come in and check out, and we're not just talking about a trigonometry book, although we've got plenty of those. They've got wet and dry science labs and manipulatives and all kinds of materials that families can check out. You also mentioned an important thing. you're allowing your learners middle school, as young as middle school and high school, concurrent enrollment where they can enroll in a local junior college. That's not just exclusive down to the Orange County, Costa Mesa area, is it? It's all of your families can do that.
All of our families.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
And a lot of them do. Yeah, it's a great way to speed up graduation. And, you know, if you know what you're doing, get started, get a head start.
So we've mentioned a couple of geographical areas, and this one always blows my mind. So let's talk about this weird concept of where your school is. Where do your learners at iLead Exploration live?
So we are allowed to serve five counties. So the largest portion of our learners come from LA County, mm-hmm. and then we also serve Kern, Orange County, and San Bernardino, and Ventura. So those are the five. So if you live in one of those counties, we can work with you.
And
obviously most of them are not going to commute to our learning center in Costa Mesa, so that's why it's very different for every student on what their program looks like.
Sure, and we've got EFs in all of those areas, and so
Yes. You
do have a direct connection. Like you mentioned, pretty soon you're going to be working in person with those check-ins as often or as families need, at least once every 20 days. Mm-hmm. And then you mentioned that all of iLead's educational facilitators are credentialed teachers. That's kind of a misnomer.
Yes.
So you're getting just this incredible expert support with all these services, all these offerings, and then the educational funds that families get. Heidi DeSilva is the office manager and also happens to be a parent with iLead Exploration, and she's joining us this morning. I always get so excited about iLead Exploration when we talk about your program, Heidi. I feel like there's so many myths about homeschooling, though, and I want to dispel some of those myths. We'll do that when we get back. We're going to take a quick break. I am Matt Watson, and you're listening to SCDI and iLead Schools Eye on the Valley on your hometown station, KHTS. Happy Friday, and welcome back, friends. You are listening to KHTS, your hometown station, 98.1 FM and 1220 AM. This is SCDI and iLead Schools Eye on the Valley, and I am your host, Matt Watson. We are talking this morning with Heidi DeSilva, office manager and parent with iLead Exploration, iLead's innovative home study program. Okay, Heidi, I mentioned before the break there's a lot of myths, and you know, when you say homeschool, people kind of get an image in their brain, and I've found typically people that come up with this image of what a homeschool program is typically are folks that aren't as involved in homeschooling. So let's talk about some of those myths, okay? First of all, homeschool kids don't get much socialization. You're a homeschool parent, so your kids obviously don't spend much time with their peers, don't socialize much, right? Heidi, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Okay. All right. Let's back up. That was our fault. Sorry about that, Heidi. So talk to us about socialization. Do your kids get to interact with kids their age?
I love this question, Matt. It comes up all the time with primarily new families. But, oh my, so much socialization these kids get. So, I mean, the obvious thing is think about, like, on a Tuesday at 10 a.m., you know, your kid could be in an art class with other kids in various grades and co-ed and all of this, and so they're making new friends. That's one day a week. Maybe they're at a museum another time during the week with, you know, low crowds, and they can mix and match with everyone that's there. In addition, of course, we do have the classes that I mentioned, virtual and some in-person as well. So these are real-life experiences that the kids are getting during the week, and not just for special events where maybe a school has one, you know, field trip for the entire year.
Oh.
So no, my kids get lots of socialization. And what's great about it is they're not, it's not so narrow that they're just with, you know, kids that were born in like the same year and these little niches that are, you know, drama ridden. These kids get to interact with all ages, all grades, co-ed, and parents. I mean, my kids are very comfortable talking to adults, and that's something that I think is unique to the independent city world. You don't see that as much in, you know, brick and mortar, you know, the normal route of the way kids go.
You're absolutely right, and that becomes an incredibly valuable skill as they get into college and the professional world, that comfort interacting with people from all walks of life, all age ranges. And so that is really important. So glad that we dispelled that myth. Now, you talked about this second one a little bit before. You mentioned kids with special education needs. But in an independent study, in a home study program, are kids really able to get the full gamut of special education services that they need?
So they do, yes. We have a strong student support team, and any kiddo with IEP and those student needs that they have in a regular, you know, brick and mortar, we do offer similar services. Even before pandemic, they are largely virtual, I will note that, but we do have plenty of in-person services as well. And one of our primary locations for those services is the Costa Mesa Learning Studio. So like I said, kids are there Monday through Friday getting services that they need.
And it's not just Costa Mesa. I have been in meetings where I've heard special educators talking about how – or your school leaders talking about, we need this special educator in this area because they're going to the home. They're doing all kinds of stuff. So yeah, kids are getting their services met virtually, in person. This is stuff that, again, we don't necessarily think is possible in a homeschool program, but that's your bread and butter. Y'all at Eyelid Exploration are doing what others think are impossible. So what about college? You know, homeschooling doesn't, you know, we don't always think of, you know, college tracking for kids. Are your learners getting into college after they finish a homeschool program?
Yes, and in fact, I just checked with Laura Kazan, our high school leader, and got the update last night. So we have 127 graduating seniors, and that's not counting those who graduated at the semester. We've already seen early acceptance letters from 24 colleges. So we're waiting to hear from several others, and some of those acceptances were very hard to get in the sense that, you know, the thousands and thousands of applicants they had, we got one of them. So it's not something that doesn't happen. It happens all the time, and it's a great fit for kids going to college.
So not only are our high schoolers getting into college, they're getting into some pretty exclusive colleges. You know, I think we missed a hidden gem when we talked about some of the unique opportunities. You mentioned Laura Kazan. She is our dedicated college counselor and does an amazing job guiding our kids into not just – the greatest schools around the country, but the best fit schools for each individual kid. She is absolutely amazing. Now, Heidi, you mentioned earlier that not only do you have field trips, your kids are often benefiting from more field trips than they would ever get at a brick-and-mortar school. You mentioned that your high schoolers are graduating and you've got a beautiful graduation program. But what about things like prom and stuff like that? Are your kids, you know, do they have events like that?
Yes, and in fact, this is the first year that we are hosting our own prom, so we have our own prom. And then as far as other activities and events, we have virtual science fairs. We've had entrepreneurial fairs as well, Astro Camp that's coming up in the mountains. A lot of kiddos are excited about that, and also Marine Biology Camp. So the entrepreneur fair alone, that was in December, and we had a lot of participation there. That was in Costa Mesa. And then we have had already 22 other events and field trips so far this year, with more still happening and still in the planning space for the remainder of this year.
Gosh, that is fantastic. Like I said, because you're not confined by the walls of a brick-and-mortar school and some of the funding restrictions there, you guys can do so much more than a traditional school can. So, Heidi, if someone's listening and they think, okay, Matt, you're right at the beginning of the show, I didn't think homeschool was for us, but maybe we're going to give it a shot. It sounds like you've got something for me and my kid as well. So if someone wants to learn more, how can they do that?
Yeah, so you can go onto our website, and so Matt mentioned earlier about the iLead Schools website, but this is iLeadExploration.org. So this is one of the seven California iLead Schools, so it's iLeadExploration.org. You can also call our main number, which is going to be me, 657-231-8220. So either way, that works. And then email, if you wanted an email, it's just info@iLeadExploration.org. So three different ways.
So I love it. iLeadExploration.org is the website. The email contact is info@iLeadExploration.org. They can call the phone number on the website. They can chat on the website.
Yep.
Either way, phone, chat on the website or email, they're getting you, and you're an amazing person. Yeah. So now this is, I know springtime is when folks start looking for, you know, the school, a new school for next year, but we're kind of at the semester turn right now. So are we talking about enrollment for next school year, or do you still have spots available? Are you enrolling kids for this second semester?
Yeah, good question. So we do still have space for this current year, and the process is the same if you want to wait for fall or if you want to start now. So you'd go to our website, you'd go over to the enrollment tab, which is right at the top, and then you would choose the year that you're looking for. If you're looking to start with us now, you would choose obviously this year, and we're accepting enrollment probably through May. We haven't given an official cutoff date. But that would be the end point. And then as far as fall 23-24, we will be having a lottery again. So you can put in your information for that. And then the lottery would happen on March 31st. And families would get an update pretty much that same day later in the day if they got a spot or not.
Okay, so that's...
And I would add, too, that the benefit, if you are serious about joining us, one way to make sure you get in is to start now rather than later, and then you're grandfathered in for fall, and you don't have to worry about the lottery.
Interesting, because I was going to mention the lottery is very important because you guys do build a wait list, and so families, if they're looking to start next year, will want to get into the lottery now. It is a lottery, so it's not a first-come, first-serve. It's a name out of a hat kind of thing, but what a great idea. If you want to make sure that your kid's in for next year, why not enroll this year?
Exactly.
Fantastic idea. So walk me really quickly through the process. A family gets on the website, they smash that enroll button now because they want to get in now, and then what happens?
So if we're talking about the remainder of this school year, so right away they will get an email from Integrity 6, which is the outside company handling our wait list. It will tell them the waitlisted number and give them a link so they can check for updates. And the wait list is very short right now, so within a couple of days the family would get a spot again from Integrity 6 saying, do you want it? Do you not want it? Assuming they say, yes, I want it, then enrollment will email them directly with a link for registration, and that's the enrollment process. And the three things that you would need is what you need in the other schools would be a proof of residency, so a utilities bill in the last 90 days, showing you live in one of our five counties, birth certificate, and although we are exempt from immunization requirements, we do need whatever you have for our file. So those three things would be what we would need. And then during the process, obviously, you would withdraw from your current school, and then we'd call over to your school and have all the records transferred over to us. And then you get a master agreement with your educational facilitator listed on it, and they would give you a call shortly thereafter, and you guys would order curriculum and get going on, you know, the whole thing.
Well, fantastic. So, gosh, you've got something for everyone. And so I mentioned that was the last question, but Heidi, I'm a liar. What about adults that maybe have their teaching credential and think, you know, this sounds like a cool program. I might want to work there. Do you guys need EFs? Do you need credentialed teachers to help support your learners in at iLead Exploration?
I haven't heard of a need at the moment, but we do post our openings on our website as well as EdJoin. So, and a lot of parents who are teachers, or I should say teachers who are parents, they tend to have their kids, some of them prefer to have the kids on their own roster, and others, it just works best to have their kids on another teacher's roster. So, yes, it's a very real possibility.
Awesome. Full flexibility. Heidi DeSilva with iLead Exploration. Heidi, I want to thank you for your time. Thank you for the amazing things that you and the rest of the iLead Exploration team are doing for independent study, home study families. Now, Heidi, my mom makes me bring my brother onto my radio show because I'm not allowed to have nice things of my own, right? So he's going to be calling in just a minute with some trivia questions. Do you like trivia? Do you want to stick around and play with us?
I'll stick around. I'll see how I do.
All right. Fantastic. So Heidi's going to stick around. Engineer Andrew's coming in. So let's play. You can play along with us, too. This is SCVI, and I lead schools Eye on the Valley. I am Matt Watson, and this is your hometown station, KHTS. Precious, what do I do if I have to sneeze on the air? Oh, my goodness. Welcome back. You are listening to KHTS, your hometown station, 98.1 FM and 1220 AM. This is SCVI, and I lead schools Eye on the Valley. I am your host, Matt Watson, and I've got a tickle in my nose this morning. But now it is time for Big T's 5 Minutes of Fame. Y'all know Big T. Big T is a longtime resident and leader in the Santa Clarita Valley. He's an executive and philanthropist. Big T is an amazing father, husband, neighbor, community leader. Have you ever met anybody who like got a tattoo and then they just had to have another and another and another? Well, Big T is like that, but with tacos. Here he is, everybody. He is mom's favorite. Big T, welcome to the show.
Oh, stealing my dad jokes. I love it.
Hey, Big T, we've got Heidi, the office manager from iLead Exploration, iLead's unique and innovative home study program, on the line with us. We've also got Big Andrew, right? Engineer Andrew.
I'll go with that.
We've got Engineer Andrew in the studio, and so the three of us are going to play. You got Andrew, Frogger, Heidi. I go by Frogger when we play, and mm-hmm. Heidi. So here's what we're going to do, Heidi. Big T is going to throw out some trivia questions. When you know the answer, hit your buzzer. Your buzzer is your first name, so just call out Heidi, and then wait for Big T to recognize you, and then you can answer. Now, those of you playing along at home or in your car, you get an advantage. You don't have to hit your buzzer. You just shout out the answer when you know it. See if you can beat us. So, Big T, what do you got for us, brother man?
So I got a little bit of fun and a little bit of trivia. I'm going to kick it off with a little bit of a fun fact. You know, back in the 1970s, Matt, North Korea submitted an order for 1,000 Volvo cars from the Volvo manufacturer in Sweden. The cars were shipped and delivered, but they were never paid for. North Korea just ignored the invoices from Volvo, making it the largest car theft in world history.
What?
Kim Jong-un's grandfather, Kim Il-sung, actually placed the order, but he never paid for it. Volvo still sends North Korea invoices 2 times per year. That's for the last 50 years, two invoices. I mean, can you see it now, just the phone call? Hello? I'm calling from Sweden. I can speak to Kim Il-sung. And Kim Jong's like, new number, who dis?
Eye on the Valley, ladies and gentlemen. Your culturally sensitive show of record.
Exactly. All righty. Speaking of sensitive, let's kick it off with some trivia.
Let's
do
it.
Containing what many consider to be the very first and earliest known Yo Mama joke, Titus Andronicus is the work of what playwright?
Frogger.
Frogger.
Homer.
Incorrect.
Andrew. Shakespeare.
It is Shakespeare. Matt, we will discuss that Your Mama joke tonight. You will love it.
All right. Thy mama right. Be so fat.
I would tell it on the air, but I can't.
No.
Prohibition lasted from 1920 to 1933. What number Constitution Amendment started it, and what number amendment repealed it?
No.
Anybody?
Andrew. 1819.
Andrew.
1819.
18 is correct. 18 did start it, but a little bit later on the ending it, repealing it.
Okay.
Oh, there you go. Gave it to you.
Frogger. I'm going to go 18 and 21.
That is correct.
I'm not taking the point on that one because Sarah right. gave me the answer.
Oh, okay.
What did the 19th Amendment grant?
Frogger. Votes for women.
That is correct.
Bam!
So what you're saying, Frogger, is we wouldn't have done that if we weren't sober?
If we weren't what?
Sober.
Oh, I see. Wow.
I'm just kidding. Hey, let's remind everybody that Big T's opinions aren't necessarily those of the show.
That definitely not the opinions of the show.
Or the station.
All right. What is the oldest soft drink in America?
Frogger. I'm going to go with Dr. Pepper.
That is correct.
Yeah! Oh.
What do you call a person who does not eat meat but eats fish?
Andrew.
Heidi.
Andrew then Heidi.
Is it a pescatarian?
Pescatarian is correct.
Ah, right.
All right, good pull.
Good job.
What month is World Vegan Day celebrated annually?
Oh, my goodness.
Frogger. I got a 1 in 12 shot, right? I'm going August.
August is incorrect. A little later than that. On the 1st of?
Andrew, September.
Andrew. a little later than that. Heidi, does that help a little bit?
It seems like it just happened last month, January?
Incorrect. It's actually November.
Ah.
Oh, my goodness.
What type of beans are used to make tofu?
Heidi.
Frogger.
Heidi.
Soybeans.
Soybeans is correct. Nice pull. What was the last state to admit to be admitted into the union?
Frogger.
Frogger.
Hawaii.
Hawaii is correct.
All right.
All right, hands on your buzzer. What's the first rule of Fight Club?
Andrew.
Andrew.
Do not talk about Fight Club.
You do not talk about Fight Club. That is the first rule. What guards the Ark of the Covenant in Raiders of the Lost Ark?
What guards it?
Yep.
Ark of the Covenant.
It's always got to be.
Frogger. It was a pine box, wasn't it?
No. Come on, what does he hate? What does Indiana Jones hate?
Oh,
Andrew, is it rattlesnakes? Snakes?
Snakes, yes.
Yes.
All right, good job.
What kingdom does the Black Panther rule?
Andrew. Wakanda.
Wakanda's correct.
That's right.
After a 1996 episode featuring Paul McCartney, what Simpsons character became vegan and still is?
Andrew. Oh, was it Lisa?
Lisa's correct.
Yeah. Heidi, you're not a Simpsons fan?
Going in a completely opposite direction, what is the most popular food in the world?
Frogger. Meat.
Incorrect. But there's meat on it sometimes.
Andrew. Go pizza.
Pizza's correct.
Nice. Hey.
Other than Thanksgiving, which day in America is the food consumption the highest?
Frogger.
Super Bowl Sunday is coming up soon.
All right, get your wings.
Yep. What's the world's
Not you, Heidi. Grab company? A salad.
What's the world's largest ice cream company?
Frogger. Ben and Jerry's.
Incorrect.
Andrew. Haagen-Dazs.
Andrew. Incorrect. Heidi, it's the obvious one. They are in our valley.
Oh. I don't know who's in the valley.
Right. Heidi's from down south, yeah.
It is Baskin-Robbins.
Ooh.
Okay. Oh.
We're giving producer Sarah a point on that one.
Perfect. Oh. She got it. What is the most commonly used pizza topping other than cheese?
Andrew. Pepperoni?
Gotta be.
Pepperoni's correct. Which has more sugar, a lemon or a strawberry?
Ooh, Frogger. Okay. So my natural tendency, get your hand on your buzzer, Heidi, would be to say strawberry. So I'm going to go contrarian and say lemon.
Lemon is correct.
Yeah!
Way to outsmart the fruit, Maddie.
See,
what is McDonald's?
Eye on the Valley, the show with a host smarter than citrus.
What is McDonald's best-selling menu item?
Oh, Frogger.
Frogger.
Got to be their French fries.
French fries. All Mom right. would never get an extra order on the way home.
Car fries.
Car fries.
Oh, right. They should put that on the menu, Andrew. You're a genius. What novel inspired the Starbucks name?
Ooh. Frogger.
I can give you... Go ahead.
Gone with the Wind.
Incorrect. The first line of the novel is, they call me Ishmael.
Oh! Come on, it's about a whale.
Andrew, jeez.
Andrew.
Moby Dick.
Moby Dick is correct. There was one of the first mates, I believe. His name was Starbucks.
Oh, okay.
There it is.
One more question, Big T.
Who was the only person in NBA history to be named Most Valuable Player, Coach of the Year, and Executive of the Year?
Oh.
Andrew.
Ooh.
Andrew.
I was going to say Michael Jordan.
Incorrect.
Frogger. Bill Russell.
Incorrect.
Heidi, you got a basketball player?
No.
All righty, give it to us, T.
Larry Bird.
All right.
The Hick from French Lick.
All right. Big T, we do have to wrap it up. Andrew, you took it today. Congratulations on retaking the crown.
Good job.
Big T, thanks for swinging by. Heidi, thanks for playing with us. We really appreciate it. We want to thank all of our guests, Amari Peterson from and her colleague Mandy O'Connor from Bridge to Home, Kathy Craig, Executive Director with the Baker Family Foundation, Heidi De Silva, Office Manager with iLead Exploration, Producer Sarah, Engineer Precious, Engineer Andrew, Big T, and thank you for listening. Life is hard, but we're all here to help each other along. Be well, do good, have a great weekend, and join us again next week and every Friday, 8 to 10 a.m. I am Matt Watson, and this is SCVI and iLead Schools Eye on the Valley on your hometown station, KHTS.